Hey everybody, this is Doug Herbert with the Sorry Gaming Network.
And this is Jake Mims, as always.
This is Jim Donahue, what's up?
Not drunk.
Jim's Donahue, not here, you know.
You're not drunk this time, I'm proud of
you. Yeah, well you had the two beers last time and you couldn't come.
I know, he's already had one, so he already can't drive.
What? I'm confused.
That was during the last podcast.
Oh yeah, you're right. Yeah, I was already drinking a little bit, drinky.
But anyway, so it's been a few weeks. It's been about, what, like 3 weeks since we last did a podcast?
That would constitute a few, yep.
Yep.
So we've been busy with the holidays and New Year's.
And work.
Beer.
It's a new year, 2013. And we're ready to get back to it.
Alrighty. So for our first topic of the night, guys, we're going to talk about December and what we got for our gifts. And who wants to go first on that?
I think James should.
Go first, James.
I guess I'm pretty easy. I got cash. Cold, hard cash. I got Benjamins. Okay, I got $200. I can get Benjamins. I guess it's still plural.
What?
Would have preferred like $500, but
what'd you buy with it?
He bought a prostitute.
Actually, believe it or not, first, I took my family bowling one night, actually. I took my family bowling with like some of it.
That still counts as a game.
That's a
it
game.
It was
still a game.
It was a live action. Wii U sucked my dick. Wii U, I mean.
What?
Wii U. Wii bowling. Sorry about that.
What?
I don't know. I guess that's like.
Where did that come from?
That's inner hostility towards the Wii U.
Well, I'm just saying,
I was trying to throw Wii U in there for
I can agree with that statement. Instead of playing a Wii Sports, you can actually go out and
bowl.
And live.
Live. I prefer
exactly.
Live. Living is fun. Yeah, did that. I also got picked up Torchlight 2 with a little bit. I got it for 50% off of Steam. It was $9.99. It's pretty good. It just started it.
You carry a torch?
Got it on a veteran. No. I'm a berserker. I got two fist weapons. I played
the first Torchlight. It's kind of like a Diablo clone, but it's still it's a good Diablo clone.
The first
clone.
Diablo went off of Diablo 1, where it was you have one town, and you have a dungeon underneath of it, and you go through it. Torchlight 2 was more a progressive storyline like Diablo 2 was.
All right.
It's pretty good, though.
Anything else?
Still like Diablo 3 better.
I mean, get holiday gifts.
I do. I don't know why. I just prefer Diablo 3 better.
Get anything else for Christmas, though?
Nah, that was really it.
Just Torchlight.
Just really Torchlight was the only gaming thing related I got.
Jake, your go.
Still saving up for
go,
mine.
Dougie.
Your go.
Why me?
Rock, paper, scissors.
Okay, let's
Lizard
go.
Lizard Spock.
One, two, three, four. Oh, okay. You go. All
right.
Doug lost,
I did.
By the way.
That's All right, guys. I can actually say we had a pretty nerdy-ass Christmas.
Is that different than usual?
Well, no. I only got one game for Christmas, though. Like, one actual game that I got, I got Pokemon Black 2.
I see that thing in your 3DS there. I was observing it.
Yep. So, Pokemon Black 2, got that.
Yeah. I noticed you turned the 3D off. Does it fuck with you?
Well, you can't play 3D on Pokemon Black 2.
That's why
you
Pokemon...
Can't?
No, it's a DS game.
Oh, because I just looked at the opening menu of the 3DS, and I was like, oh, I bet this is a 3D Pokemon game. I didn't even think about
no.
it.
Oh, that's the kind of a tie-in to a later subject.
Funny. Well,
did you do that on purpose, or was that a missight?
Well, anyways. What? Anyways.
What else did you get, Dougie?
But Pokemon Black 2, I only played like an hour of it, and then I realized you couldn't save... Granted, my wife bought it for me used, which I don't care about that. Don't give a shit if you buy me a used game. Bought it for me used, but if there's already a saved game on it, you can't save your game. It only had one save file, so I got about 2 hours into it, caught like 3 Pokemon, and went to go save it, because I was going to go eat dinner with her family, and couldn't save it and had to fucking just erase all my data.
Can you not delete?
Can you
so,
save
yeah,
it?
I mean, yeah. Oh. I deleted his data,
you
but
just
I, was,
didn't know.
I was just irritated at the fact I had to go back to the menu and quit my game. And
that sucks.
So, yeah, so I had to do that, and so I haven't picked it up since because I got mad at it. But
wow,
it'll happen.
Crazy.
But eventually, you'll get back to it.
Oh no,
I
will. But like, we're gonna get to the other games I've been really focusing my
and
attention
you'll,
on.
You'll catch them all eventually.
But what else did I get?
You got that gift basket that Liam made for you.
Yeah, I know. With my popcorn that I can't pop.
Oh, by the way, he doesn't have a microwave. I totally forgot.
Yeah, man, I don't have a microwave, but thank you for the nice Chester.
Chester.
But, all right, well, let's see, what else did I get? I got Castlevania action figures.
Very nice, very nice.
I got Simon Belmont, Alucard.
Ooh, that's my favorite.
A succubus.
Oh, I love succubuses.
I know, right? Succubi.
Yo,
succubuses.
Multiples.
But, And I got Dracula, of course.
Yes,
child. And also got a Resident Evil action figure, and that was a Vector from Resident Evil Operation Raccoon City.
So you got a bunch of action figures and statues and figures and things like that this year, huh?
Yeah, not really so many, not so much as games, just like figures and...
What about the big thing you got?
The big thing I got?
Well, it wasn't really, you know, Christmas gift, but you used a $50 Best Buy gift card for it, right?
Oh, yeah. Can I tell my gifts?
Yeah.
Thank you.
Well, that's fine. I'm just trying to help you out, because you're like, oh, that's all I got.
But, got a... lost my train of thought.
I have that effect on all women.
I do. As far as games, though, yeah. about a few days after that, got my HD recorder for my consoles. I talked about it a little bit on Facebook. I'm probably going to be uploading a video with The Walking Dead where I talk a little bit about it also. So, yeah, it's a good little thing. Paid about $150 for it. Got it from BestBuy.com.
What's it called again? HD PVR2?
HD PVR2.
Gaming Edition?
Hapagajajaba.
That's a confusing
name. Hauppage. I'll just say that. Got Christy some pretty cool gifts, too. I got her Plants vs. Zombies action figures. It's actually like little bobbleheads of the zombie and of the sunflower.
Oh, that's pretty cool.
What else did I get her? I got our Cloud Strife
action. Plushy thing, or?
No. It's like this little figurine that came with a motorcycle, and it's pretty cool. It's like a little statue. What else did I get her? I got her quite a few things. A shit ton of things. I got her Silent Hill graphic novel, Silent Hill playing cards, like actual, like, playing cards, not like a role-playing game on cards or anything like that, but like an actual deck of cards.
That's about it? Or?
There's quite a bit more, but I can't remember it.
I'm in the same boat.
Getting
old, and also we tend to spoil each other, I guess. So, all right, Jake, you go.
Okay, well, you know as well as anyone else that's close by knows is I had an extremely nerdy Christmas this year. Let's see. I guess I don't know what to start with, but so I got a stack of games that are about, I don't know, like 6 inches high. You know, they're basically most of them are Wii games that I never got to play because I haven't had a Wii for a while. I got Skyward Sword. I got, Mario Galaxy 2. These are games I've never played before.
I love Mario Galaxy.
I got Scribblenauts Unlimited for the Wii U. I got Need for Speed Most Wanted for the 360, which I haven't opened yet because I've been so busy. But, let's see. I got, Dance Central 3, which is, by the way, actually really fun. And I dance Gangnam Style like a boss now. So you can officially, if you ever ask me, hey, Jake, you know, can you do that side dance for us? Like, abso-fucking-lutely. I sure can now.
When that ever happens.
Yeah, it will happen. But anyways.
Don't ask, don't tell.
Oh, maybe that's what you learned in the Army, but, you know, around here, we definitely dance. But, I'm just kidding.
Not sure how that tied in, but...
It tied in perfectly well. But anyways, so I got some cool hardback graphic novel comic book things of Assassin's Creed. I even got these cool little Mario Kart, like, action figures, or, like, the Kinects things that you put together and stuff. And, I'm trying to think what else. I got all kinds of stuff, man. But the biggest thing that stands out in my mind is my big-ass Legend of Zelda Master Sword that's, like, a replica. And I've also got Link cosplay little green hat. And I don't have a picture of it, but I actually also got, like, a big-ass, like, handcrafted Highland shield. But it's got a chip in it, so I had to ship it back to the seller and get a new one. That's coming back soon.
It's battle used.
It is. That's battle true. Used. You could say that. But it's got, like, you know, it's got, like, the handles in the back and everything. So, like, you could, like, legit use this for, like, one or two hits before it cracked, I guess. But anyways, it's still pretty cool. God, she got me all kinds of stuff. I got ice cube trays with, like, these little skull ice cubes you can make. I got, all kinds of stuff. The gifts kept on coming, basically. I even got this little remote control helicopter, which I should have brought. Oh, and a bunch of clothes. And the coolest thing I got, though, is this, what do you call it? It's a fucking beanie. Have you seen these things? It's a little beanie that's got, like, little headphones.
Yeah, I've seen those.
Yeah, I got one of those, too. I think everybody may have gotten one of those, but I personally love mine. It's just
I don't have one.
Never heard of them.
But I'm trying to think. I know there's probably stuff I'm forgetting, but...
Yeah.
Oh, and a Mario Brothers chess set. Forgot about that. I didn't mention that yet. Oh, and Batman Fitty Pajamas. Almost forgot that, too. And the Batman Snuggie that I can wear so I don't get cold while playing.
Do you wear those together?
That reminds me of...
You would overheat by playing Batman. Why are you trying to kill
me?
You
know, you could actually put on the Batman Fitty Pajamas and use the Snuggie to tie around your neck. Well, that'd be a cape.
The Fitty Pajamas actually comes with a hood and a cape on it, and the Snuggie just has like a front piece, you know, so it looks like you got the outline of Batman.
I also got the Cabin in the Woods. It talked about how they... and, you know, it's kind of related because Joss Whedon actually worked on Cabin in the Woods. But my friend Josh Buckles actually got me a Cabin in the Woods book to actually go along with the movie and talks about how the movie was made and the actors and biography and everything. So that was pretty cool. And I also got the Essential Punisher collection with a ton of Punisher comics inside of it.
Cool.
So.
Oh, wait, I forgot. I got socks and pins.
Speaking of socks, and I'm glad you reminded me, I also got Christy a pair of Portal earrings. And Portal socks that look like Shell's boots from Portal 2.
That's cool. Awesome. Yeah, I got Leanne a bunch of Adventure Time stuff. She really likes that. Different mixed match socks and shirts and whatnot. And some Game of Thrones stuff. That's about it.
So are we good with holiday stuff? I think we touched about everything we could on that.
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure, yeah.
Alrighty.
What do we want to talk about next?
Let's see, we got Far Cry 3, and I know that you and I have a lot to say about that.
Fucking love that game.
Far Cry 3 is an amazing game. I picked it up, and I didn't really know what to expect, because I've never really been that big into open world games.
I was the same way. When I first picked it up, I was like, ugh, I don't know, if maybe I should pick up and start playing Need for Speed Most Wanted, because I just don't know. I mean, I wasn't quite sure if, I wasn't, like, for some reason, 100% sold on it.
Well, I mean, like, whenever I watched the initial trailers, you know, like, I was like, well, that looks all right. But, like I said, I'm just never been a big open world fan. Like, the only open world games I really like, I really love Red Dead Redemption.
Yep.
And honestly, I can't think of the other one.
Grand Theft Auto?
No, I've never really, I get really sick of them quick.
You don't like Oblivion at all?
I did like Oblivion, but Christy wore it out. And
she was a thief.
Yeah, you remember those
days.
She
stole everything.
We would sit there and watch her for hours. And, dude, she invested like 170 hours into it. So after watching her play Oblivion, I couldn't play Oblivion. So
you already played it.
Yeah, and the same with Skyrim, too. So, I didn't really like Skyrim either.
But anyway, so, yeah, Far Cry 3, probably some of the best-looking graphics I've seen honestly.
It's a beautiful game.
I played it on
PC. Reminds me a lot of Dead Island.
Yeah, it does in a way, just because, you know, it's a tropical island and everything, but I feel like, you know, they picked up a bunch of stuff from, like, Red Dead Redemption, especially where, like, you know how you have those random little encounters where you might see, like, a couple of soldiers taking prisoners down the road?
Oh, yeah,
or,
and which I've...
You know, you see a guy with his car breaking down, you can help him out and stuff if you want to, or you can just, like, fuck that and leave him alone. But overall, I mean, that game is just...
Like, oh, yeah, it's amazing. Like, and I can sink so much time into it so quick. Like, I know, like, there's days whenever I'm like, okay, I really have to be at work at, like, 7 in the morning.
Yeah.
And then the next thing I know, I'm just like, okay, it's 2 in the morning.
Yeah, I'm doing the same thing.
I'm like, well, I can maybe put, like, I could probably get, like, 4 hours of sleep and be good.
Yeah,
well,
I've put in so much time in that game.
Like, I keep hearing the reference from a lot of places saying that it's Fallout. I mean, it's Skyrim with guns.
Which,
but what I think of,
I'm glad
you're talking
I'm glad
about
you
Fallout
said,
3.
Thank you. I'm glad you said that, because I was actually going to say the same thing. A lot of people compare it to The Elder Scrolls, when really, and like Christy kind of pointed this
out
to me the other day.
Fallout 3 with a different location.
Too,
like,
yeah, we were sitting there.
Like, the whole use of environmental storytelling.
Christy and I were sitting there, and she goes, you know, why do people keep saying it's The Elder Scrolls with guns? Why don't you just say it's Fallout 3? And I was like, you know, you're kind of right. That's kind of it's kind of like Fallout 3 without VATS.
No, like, because with the whole, as you're talking about, like, I haven't got to play it yet, but from what he's saying, like, environmental storytelling, Fallout 3 was the same way. You go to different areas, certain things are going on, and then it, like, you gain quests through the environment, not necessarily just through regular quest givers and stuff.
Yeah, but there's still quest givers and stuff like that, but, I mean, it just has so many opportunities just to, like, fuck around. And here's another cool thing. It was made by Ubisoft Montreal. Same people that made Assassin's Creed. All of them, basically.
Which they were working on both games at the same time, which is a crazy feat.
That's insane. And think about it. When you play that game, you can tell they did pull a bunch of features from Assassin's Creed, like how it is, again, open world, but you've also got, like, those segments, those, like, almost like districts that you can unlock, you know? Like, you take out the outposts, and suddenly you have a new shortcut spot you can warp to. And you've got, like, all these little side missions that are just all over the place. I can really tell, like, when you look at the map, even, it looks like almost like an Assassin's Creed map where you've got all these different activities they can fast travel to and stuff. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I mean, whenever you say that, it kind of, to me, that kind of follows a lot of open world games. Because, like, whenever you say the whole district thing, I think it's Saints Row 3. And I remember I got Saints Row 3 last year.
But I know, I'm saying, like, they even have the thing where you climb up to a high point and the camera
zooms. No, I can agree with that.
It pans around.
Because I was just like, reveals the map. Whenever you go to, like, I played one of the older Assassin's Creed, when you go to the Assassin's Creed map, the map, it might not show you everything, but it does show you, like, all the different specific, like, bankers and all the shops and stuff that you can get already on the map for you to go to. Far Cry 3, from what I've seen, the same way. It just goes ahead and already shows you spot, even if the map's not highlighted, the map's not filled in, it shows you all the different spots that you can go to, Assassin's Creed does.
I mean, they do, and I'm not saying it's a bad thing, they pull a lot of stuff from, you know, similar resources, and that's totally fine with me. I mean, they freaking knocked this thing right out of the park, honestly. You know, I don't have any complaints about this game at all.
Yeah, I would dare say it's the best shooter I've played in a long time.
I would say Vass, I don't know how much you've played the story, but I'd say he might honestly be, like, the craziest, like, best villain that I've played this year. Or, not played, but, you know.
He's one of the better villains. I wouldn't say he's, like, the best villain, but he's definitely up there.
Do you know the definition of insanity?
Oh, he does way more crazy.
Yeah, I mean, like, it's pretty wild. He's honestly, and that's one thing where I think, like, it kind of falls apart, though. And I love the game. I think the gameplay's awesome. I love the missions. Think that's awesome, but the story for me, you know, and like I know Ubisoft was like, well, our character Voss, and then they talked a little bit about the story, like, well, you're a trust fund kid, and I kind of like the idea of, like, you know, you're a trust fund kid, you were born with a silver spoon in your mouth, and you're out just blowing all this money, and then you're just thrust in this terrible predicament, and you're forced to survive and become this animal. Well, that's about as deep as it really gets. Like, Voss is a great character, don't get me wrong. But none of the other characters are all that strong. Like, I really...
What about his sister? For his sister, please.
Like, he's not his sister.
It's his girlfriend.
Oh, it's his girlfriend.
Yeah. But he's actually looking for his brother, his little brother. Because
I heard, like, others. I thought it was... Who's the competing tribe? That's his girlfriend?
No.
There's a female tribe that's just...
No, Voss has a sister. Is that what you're talking
yes,
about?
Yes, Voss. Yes, okay. yes.
Citra.
Yeah, supposedly.
We're not going to go too much into it.
Yeah, but supposedly, like, there's a love interest or something.
Yeah, it's...
We don't want to get on the edge of giving anything or details of the story away here, because there's probably a lot of people that haven't played it yet.
There's a few weeks.
I haven't played it either, so...
But
I'm probably wrong.
But,
It's an awesome game. I like the concept of tattoos and... You know, like, learning these abilities to, like, sneak up and stab motherfuckers in the back.
The tribal tattoo thing is pretty cool, but it also...
You only get tribal tattoos, right?
No, not at all. That's what I'm saying. It's also kind of funny, too, because you have this douchebag who probably would get a fucking tribal tattoo.
This is badass.
He's like, yeah, man, more people killed the Mugger with tribal tattoos.
He probably already has one, so you can't see.
But,
it gave him the ability to be an asshole.
That is kind of a cool little idea, but that's... Like I said, the story doesn't go that deep, and I really couldn't give a shit if his friends die. I really couldn't, because they're just all a bunch of rehashed, cookie-cutter characters.
From what I've seen...
And that's the only part I can honestly complain about.
Yeah, what I've seen, I would think that the relationship between the Voss's sister and him, Cetra, and him would be more interesting, probably, than anything else. To me, if I played it, I would probably focus more on that.
Yeah. Which, by the way, Jake and I, we've both... uploaded our own videos of Far Cry 3.
Which, by the way, I was thinking about my video. I'm going to actually I've already got saved. I'm just going to take off the voice whatever thing and just have the regular voice on there. I can still do that.
Okay.
And just re-upload it. Because apparently, you know, it's not as humorous as I thought it would be.
I mean, you keep it up there. It's your artistic perspective.
No, I mean...
Who are we to...
It was my first attempt
crush your dreams.
But... Lankford liked it, so that's all that matters to me.
Well, anyways,
if that's all that matters, I don't change it.
We do have our own Far Cry videos up there. There's probably going to be a lot more Far Cry videos up there, along with a whole bunch of other videos. Like I said, Walking Dead's on its way too. But do you have anything else to say about Far Cry? It's an amazing game. Should you play it? Absolutely yes. Should you buy it? Yes.
Yes. Absolutely.
It's not a rental. You know,
it's a buy.
So it's definitely a buy. It's definitely a game that you can really sink your time into.
Probably one of the best games I've played in this past year, I'd even say.
Oh, yeah. And, like, the worlds is beautiful, too. Like, I don't get tired of looking at it. Like, I really don't. Like, no, with Skyrim, amazing. It was really dark and dreary and just really, like, just plain.
That's why you get PC mods.
You know, I want to touch back on one thing about Far Cry 3. You know what my favorite thing going into the game was initially? My favorite thing that really hooked me in was taking a fucking flamethrower and burning the damn rainforest down and killing tigers and shit and fishing for sharks by throwing hand grenades out there and blowing their asses.
Why is that person like terrorism so much?
What?
Gosh, PETA's going to be all over you.
I know. Well, I was thinking, God, I bet PETA's all over this shit because you skin freaking endangered species in this game. It's awesome. Sorry, it's just funny.
Yeah. No, I mean, like, I haven't really killed any tigers yet, but I know, like, I take that back. I killed, like, 3 tigers the other night, but that was for survival.
Yeah, that was for survival, because they will
will. Like, I will go out to the ocean in a boat with a turret on it and shoot the hell out of sharks and drop grenades on them.
Have you found the turtles yet? There's turtles scattered about in the game.
No, I haven't.
I shoot their, I blow their fucking shells right up. I don't give a shit. I throw C4 on them. I blow their asses straight to hell.
I have a bad problem with, like, chasing pigs with grenades and stuff. But at least the thing is, though, they kind of justify killing the animals because
you gotta skin them. You gotta get a bigger backpack.
You gotta make a bigger backpack.
A bigger wallet, bigger, you know,
something to carry my syringes.
You know where they started that wallet thing at?
Huh?
Skyward Sword was one of the first places that did the whole wallet concept where you got to upgrade your wallet.
Uh-huh. Yeah, that is true. I noticed that when I started playing that.
In order to control your money? Yeah.
Alright, well, Far Cry 3, is that about it?
Yeah, if you feel like killing some endangered species and burning down rainforests.
And killing pirates that are going to sell you into the slave trade.
That's the game for you.
Yep. Alright, so moving on to the War Z. James, you're taking over on this one, so come on, buddy.
War Z. This game is the spiritual follow-up, I guess, to DayZ, which was a zombie mod for Arma 2. I'm running on the shitty-looking Arma 2 engine, but people loved it. Absolutely loved the game.
Have you played Arma 2?
Unfortunately, I haven't.
Okay.
I haven't. I'm not the biggest into military shooters, and that one's extremely tactical. That's what
I
was going to
say. Like, I heard it's really tactical.
Though Arma 3 looks so beautiful, I'll probably play it just to roam around.
Just to look at it?
Yeah. Yeah, I'm that guy that likes to stare at walls and look at texturing and stuff. You remember when I used to do that on Gears of War? We would stare at the walls, but yeah. Licking the paint.
Let's talk about DayZ.
Yeah, but DayZ. Supposedly,
DayZ was an Arma 2 mod. Let's talk. What kind of features does that have?
What it pretty much is. Well, we're talking about the new one, right?
Well, you know, War Z is the thing that ripped off images from AMC's The Walking Dead, right? That's the one that got pulled from Steam.
Yeah, it did get pulled from Steam, but we're talking about DayZ right now. Oh, okay. It's trying to build up to War Z.
Yeah. Okay, I got confused here.
DayZ pretty much, it was a mod created with the whole idea that people love zombies. They like killing zombies.
Yeah.
And Arma 2, the engine, gave you this huge environment from which you could be flopped down into with hundreds of other people, and you could kill zombies.
The cool thing is about DayZ is
and death's permanent in it too.
Death is permanent, and also for the fact that you could actually like scavenge things. You really needed other people to survive, and those people could turn on you and take your material. So it was like
I've heard about that.
It was like a zombie apocalypse.
It's like some people they were talking about that they would only play at night. They would sneak around at night and avoid all human contact.
Wanted to build on that because War Z kind of came about, and it was really cocky and really confident. And basically saying, we're going to kick DayZ's ass.
We're DayZ 2.0, like.
Yeah. And like, yeah. You know, like, and I remember the developer, he's been really cocky.
Some Russian guy, yeah.
And, the War Z developer, he's eating his own words now, and he's apologizing for everything that went wrong with it.
Yeah, one of his huge statements was, 100 or 300 kilometer size maps, And once it was released, for the brief time it was out on Steam and such, people were finding maps only fitting, I mean, like 10 kilometers. Like, it was a tenth of the size of what it originally promised. And the player count, he was saying up to 300, I mean, up to 100 people at a time. And people were going into maps with much less than that. And they were like, where is this game, this huge survival game that we were promised? And all of a sudden, the guy's now backpedaling. He just made a statement stating that his words are true, per se, that the engine can handle up to 300 people. And but even though it's not currently, and now he's having refunds. To suck it back in and eat his words and
he's
go back.
He's not getting refunds? I didn't know that.
No, he's refused to give refunds to all the people.
I've heard Steam's doing refunds.
Well, he himself, though, like, if he bought from somewhere outside Steam, he wouldn't give refunds.
I mean, that's ridiculous. I mean, I guess his point is that he's still going to have the game for him, but yeah, I mean, I don't know. I don't know.
People are actually going to buy the game now. That's the thing.
I still think people are going to buy it.
I don't know. It's
people are forgiving, especially if there's zombies involved.
Yeah.
Look at some of the Resident Evil games.
We do live in the zombie age.
But look at some of the... They forgive those games all the time.
The thing is, he pirated images directly. Nobody's if you look at the comparison. Right. If you look at the comparison, he pirated images from other zombie things like The Walking Dead, like I was just saying. And it's ridiculous. I mean, they show side-by-side comparisons. It's clear as day that he just stole these images.
He was just trying to bank off the popularity of DayZ. And now he's found out it's not as easy as he thought it was going to be, and now he's eating his words, and now either he's going to make a great game that people want to play, or he's going to be giving a lot of people their money back. And he's going to have to, because that's false advertisement. They're getting him a lot on false advertisement.
Oh, the biggest thing is, have you heard about his previous game? The previous game that he made. Are you familiar with that?
Nope.
A lot of websites a while back, they rated his previous game, which I'm about to pull the name up right now. I forgot what it is. But his previous game was rated the worst game of all freaking time.
He made a Superman 64 game?
Let's say E.T. No.
I'm about to...
Aquaman was his?
I'm about to pull it up. Sorry, just give me a second here. His studio is called Hammerpoint. And my phone's acting crazy right now. It was like a racing game where you have like trucks.
18-wheeler?
Yeah, it was something like some kind of
18-wheeler game?
It was some kind of 18-wheeler kind of game. But here's the thing. It was so broken.
He made that game though?
Yeah.
I know that game. Yeah. There was no collision detection. Yeah, no collision detection.
And no collision detection. Had no AI initially for the,
you didn't race against anybody. It was a time trial game.
What's that? I think I know what you're talking about.
Yeah.
It's like 18 wheel like they started ball or something like that.
They started, but really they didn't actually like do anything past the starting point. The other trucks just sat there. Yeah. He always went, and even after he patched it, supposedly the trucks, if you let the AI go and do their thing, yeah, they'll go around the course, but they'll stop before the finish line. So you'll always win.
Yeah, I remember X Play
had terrible collision. No friction at all compared to like road to grass to like. Point where if you went up ramps and stuff,
you would fall through the
you would just
the
fall
map
through
quite frequently.
You would just
if this
fall
is that
through.
Game. How did anybody ever have any?
It was that game. Let me
expectations.
Hammerpoint Interactive. I'm trying to freaking find this thing.
See, if he had an Android device, he would have loaded it up by now.
No, that's definitely not the case.
This is iPhones.
Here we
which
go.
Were currently ranked
Hammerpoint
third.
Interactive list of games. Finally, sorry this is taking so long. Where was it? Hammerpoint Interactive. It's your internet's being slow, not this. But anyways,
you can upgrade my internet for me and pay it. If you like.
Yeah, I might do that.
Thank you.
I appreciate it. I can't find it. If I find it, I'll bring
all
it up
right.
later.
Well, we can post it on the links whenever we actually upload the podcast, and we will let you guys know what that game was. But is there anything else about the War Z other than all the controversy and just
not really,
a bunch
just
of a bullshit?
If you're looking forward to it, hold on to your money and just hope this guy gets his shit together.
All right. So moving on to our next topic, THQ Assets and why it's going under.
Yeah. You want to take the lead on this for now? While I'm pulling this up?
Are we still pulling things up?
Yeah, I mean, I'm pulling up that. I'm really want to find that game.
Okay.
That terrible game. I found it. I found it. Big Rigs Over the Road.
Big Rigs Over the Road. He made
Big Rigs
that
Over
game.
The Road. I'm sorry, I just found it. And it has the trademark caption when you win the race. It says,
your winner, as in you are winner.
Conjunctions?
You are winner.
You gotta love conjunctions.
Sorry, I just found that. God, this thing like made, it got rated 8 out of 100 on Metacritic. It got a 3.83% on game rankings. And, GameSpot estimated it sold 20,000 copies almost, which is kind of sad.
You know, they rated Watching Paint Dry above that game.
Did they?
Yeah.
I like Watching Paint Dry.
You like eating paint too,
but I do too, yeah.
Next subject.
What were you talking about? Realistic.
I'm really glad. I'm really glad I found that title. Oh my God.
I'm like, wow, oh my gosh. Watching this paint dry is almost like real life.
It's so much better than that 18 wheeler game.
But anyways, what are we talking about next? I'm sorry.
I can win the race in it. Watching paint dry.
Okay, you need to focus here, Douglas.
THQ.
Liquidation of assets.
So they tried to file Chapter 11 bankruptcy, but they were denied. Yep.
Denied.
And so, they were going to sell to this one company. Do you remember the name of that company? It was one particular company they were going to sell everything off to for a cheap price, but the...
was it? I don't know.
AmeriCorps or something. I can't remember. But whatever. What's happening now is that I think they're going to try to sell off the different...
right now I know like the current bidders. I know EA is really looking at it. Warner Brothers really looking at it. Ubisoft's really looking at it.
Even Activision, I think, is too.
Activision had talked about it a little bit. I don't know if there's interest in right now, which Activision's more interested in acquiring Take-Two.
They are rolling into money. Blizzard.
Yeah.
That's what they need is an open-world game. If you think about it, they don't have too many in their stable.
Yeah, I don't want Activision to have it, though, because you know they're going to cancel every fucking thing. So...
But they got a lot... I'm surprised that this happened to THQ, because they've got like a lot of really good games. We were talking about they've got Darksiders 2... They have Saints Row, which I think is a big one right there. That's a fun, amazing game if you never played it. They've got, what else? Coming up, South Park, The Stick of Truth. God, I don't even know what's going to happen to that. Do you?
Nope.
We're going to buy it.
Yeah, I mean, I'm going to buy it.
We're going to buy it.
I mean, the game's coming out. I say THQ will probably hold on to it.
No. I mean, I'm buying it. When the auction comes up for it,
$6. James and I have decided that whenever the auction does come up, we're gonna. Let's start slow. We'll offer $3 for the stick of truth, and
I'll show them my balls, so they'll know that I'm serious.
We have balls, and
we do. And this $3 is not a joke. This is what we're really bidding.
If you need some hair, let me know. I've got plenty extra.
I'm good.
It's okay. I can put mine next to yours, and we don't even need it.
I know. It's so. Two balls.
But it's going to be a quad ball.
Quad balls. Quasi balls, yes.
And then Matt Stone and Trey Parker would be like, sold to the guy with the quad balls. We don't even want the money.
You know he would give it to the guy showing off their balls.
TSGN is all about quad balls this episode.
So anyway, South Park, regardless what happens to it, we're still buying it.
It's going to come out. That one game will be out.
And which, honestly, I wouldn't be surprised if THQ holds onto it long enough to sell it and make up for a lot of money if they lost.
Do you think they have any chance of coming back from this and like coming back as a company? Or do you think?
I think they do. I mean, THQ.
What about the wrestling games? They have all the wrestling games, don't they?
Yeah, they have all the WWEs. Yeah. They recently sold off their UFC though to EA.
Well, UFC, but their wrestling games.
Which, actually a pretty smart idea for them to do.
But their wrestling games have been pretty big for a long time.
Yeah, which the new WWE 13 actually just got really stellar reviews. Really good review. I'm not a wrestling fan myself, but...
What do you do with all this money? What do you do with this money?
I don't know.
But they've got other titles, like, okay, they've got Homefront. They've got, like...
Which Homefront 2 is going to be coming, or was going to come out. I'm sure it still will. And Crytek was actually developing the new Homefront.
Crytek? With the Crytek engine?
With the Crytek engine.
The Cry engine? Oh, wow. Yeah, okay.
And they've got Red Faction as well.
Red Faction's no more.
Red Faction Armageddon sucked, or whatever the last one was.
I heard that game was actually really fun. Like
Armageddon was terrible.
From a destruction standpoint, it was just fun to blow stuff up.
No, you're thinking of Guerrilla.
You're thinking of Guerrilla. That one was pretty damn awesome.
Guerrilla was an open world game where you could destroy like anything, and it was amazing.
Armageddon was different.
Armageddon was like a linear shooter where you could kind of like phase out different objects and kind of destroy it.
It was kind of weird because Red Faction's always been known for blowing up walls and making a path through the environment.
See, Armageddon kind of had that, but not on the level of the other three games.
Yeah. See, I think they can bring the series back if they quit dicking around. They can
if they do sell their assets I'd say another company will try to revitalize Red Faction. As of right now, I don't think THQ is going to do it. They've already said it's canceled. It's no more.
And they're the ones that made the U draw. I'm sorry to interrupt you, but THQ made the U draw. They're like, oh, this is going to sell big time.
Now you can buy the U draw for $10 brand new.
And how much did it cost originally? Like
80 something.
Yeah.
What's the U draw?
U draw, it's like a tablet, and you can actually draw pictures on it, and it goes into the game.
So it's kind of like how Scribble Knots was, right?
No, I never had a U-draw.
So it was kind of like Scribble Knots for the DS?
Not even
that. Where you could draw stuff and then...
Scribble Knots is different. You actually like write a word.
Oh, a word. Okay, got it.
The game.
But basically, okay, so the U-draw thing was a waste of fucking time. I don't know why the executives put all their resources in the damn thing when it's not going to be... It did not sell anywhere near to what they were expecting it to. You know
who was their focus group?
I think they were just little kids, honestly. I think.
There wasn't really a whole lot for it to gear it towards adults. I mean, I guess it probably would have been towards like the party game kind of thing, too. Like, you know, charades and.
I'm not letting any of my drunk friends play with an expensive
it's
tablet.
It's a cool concept.
Hey, come on, man. Guitar Hero?
That's a $30 peripheral that you can return. I mean, that you can buy not a $100 peripheral.
Well, it's a cool concept. I mean, on paper, yeah, it sounds cool. Like, oh, you can draw something whatever you want, and it'll appear in the game. But it doesn't really work out all that well, apparently. Especially when it's very minimal in the game itself.
But, let's see.
But anyways,
BioShock Infinite.
Yeah, and other news. We actually went a week with no delays on BioShock Infinite notice.
That's big news.
Yeah,
it's always good news.
It means it's 1 week closer, not 2 months farther away.
But no, let's go into the actual big news right now.
So
Pokemon finally goes 3D for the love of God, finally.
Pikachu!
With Pokemon X and Y.
Yep, it was just announced today, exactly 17 hours ago.
We just got done watching the trailer and it looks pretty good.
Yeah, I noticed that, I was just telling Doug and James here that I noticed it looks like they're showing off a lot of the original Pokemon, and from what I was reading up, it's apparently got all the Pokemon that you've ever seen in the past game.
Ever many that is.
Honestly, it's going to be a day one purchase for me, just for the fact that it's going to have that whole nostalgia factor for me. You know, I think Pokemon has really, like, just gone off the rails. It's been the same kind of concept over and over, but also at the same time, they keep injecting all these new Pokemon in there that don't really make a whole lot of sense. Which, granted, it's going to have every Pokemon in this game, but I'm glad to see the old ones are really getting the attention and getting the focus.
If I ever got it, I would just collect 151. Original, I'd just go all original out.
Should,
just,
yeah.
Just yeah, go pure I mean, old school. Here's the thing, like, I'm saying, you know, it got a lot more complex. I totally agree. Because I remember when Gold and Silver came out, that's when they started introducing, oh, now your Pokemon can, like, hold items. And that's kind of cool. I was like, okay, I get that. That's cool.
I remember Day and Night Cycles was a big thing.
Oh, man.
Oh, yeah.
Day and Night, night Cycles. I remember with my Game Boy Color, like, it blew my mind. I was like, holy shit!
I gotta be up at 5 a.m. because the school bus gets here at 6, and I gotta, like, catch these Pokemon because they only appear at night. And it turns daytime at 6.
Oh, I mean, I remember, because I remember, like, I would be like, because if y'all don't remember, like, the Game Boy Color, it didn't have a backlight on it, so...
Oh, God, that's
like,
right.
I had to kind of, like, sneak... And I was a kid whenever I was playing Gold.
I mean,
and so I had to kind of, like, sneak towards my doorway at bedtime and kind of poke it outside to get some light and in order to catch a certain Pokemon at nighttime. Because I'd be like, Mom, I have to stay up and catch this Pokemon. Yeah. And she'd be like... Go to hell, lay down, and go to sleep.
And that's why the Game Boy Advance was one of the best Game Boys ever made.
Which, the Game Boy Advance when it first came out did not have a backlight.
It didn't? I thought it did.
Never mind. The original Game Boy Advance did not have a backlight.
Well, the Game Boy SP was amazing.
So.
But I remember, I skipped a couple of generations of Pokemon, and I tried, like, looking at one of the recent games, like, I think it was Black and White 1. And it's got, like, all kinds of stuff involved, like their behavior and their nature and if they're male or female or how they've been bred and all this stuff. And it's just so
really complex.
Which, in a way, I do, like, I played about 2 hours of Black 2, and I'm enjoying what I'm playing because it does kind of feel like an older game. Because, like, I remember playing, what was it?
Sapphire.
Sapphire. I was playing Sapphire. And I was like, man, this is ridiculous. And I think I actually, like, went back and traded it in for something else.
Isn't it the one that, like, they introduced, like, dual Pokemon battles and shit like that?
Yeah, a whole lot of stuff.
That was crazy. I mean, I'm okay with that concept itself, but just everything else, like involving like the particular Pokemon, like, oh, is it shiny? Oh, it's not rare enough if it's not shiny. But, you know, it's like stupid stuff like that.
Pokemon X and Y, definitely gonna buy that. You know, just, and even if it's not a good game, just to mark the fact that it is the first Pokemon in full 3D, like a full-fledged Pokemon game. Because, you know, we've had 3D Pokemon games that have all been basically shovelware besides Pokemon Stadium 1 and 2.
Yeah. No, it's going to be good.
Yeah, it's going to be a good confident. Game. I think Game Freak's going to do it justice. And I'm really kind of stunned that Game Freak hasn't done it sooner. You know, just, they've had the technology to do it for a while.
It just comes down to their ability to make a 3D game that uses 3D correctly and not overuses it, but use it just enough to give it more depth of feel. I think,
you know, they totally reworked the engine and everything, right? They totally rebuilt it from the ground up. So I think that really plays a major factor on like the timing of doing the 3D now. Cause I'm sure they've probably been kind of like putting this off or maybe working on behind the scenes for the longest time. So that's why they probably rehashed Black and White too. You know, from what I understand, I could be wrong, but it's very similar to Black and White 1, right?
I mean, they're about the same game. The only difference is, like, the story's, like, 2 years later.
Yeah, maybe they took the development team and split them up so that way they could, you know, designate people just to work on an actual 3D
Pokemon. I just think they need to bring back Team Rocket. It was all about Jesse and James.
Who knows? They might.
They That'd might be awesome. Well do it.
Jesse yeah. I mean, James, they had Pikachu in the trailer.
So. I don't care. Jesse was sexy. That was a female, right?
I thought James was sexy.
Yeah, I like that blue hair on him.
It's all about me.
There was the episode whenever he had the boobs.
What was his name? Meowth. Meowth.
Yeah. Meowth. So, I enjoyed the show before it got all convoluted like the games.
Yeah, I mean, it was an anime. Yeah, so. Was what it was.
That was like one of the original animes I think we watched. That and Dragon Ball Z.
Dragon
Ball Z.
I remember my dad was a huge fan of Pokemon. Remember whenever Burger King came out with the 12-carat gold cards with the Pokeballs and everything?
I got a bunch of
those.
My
dad went to Burger King, like, the very next day, and he was like, here's my money, give me every Pokeball you have.
Yeah, exactly.
I swear to you. And so, like, till this day, you can go to my dad's den.
And everybody and has, where Doug's gets
and,
it.
And he has a ton of Pokeballs and, like, that's Pikachus. Awesome. And, like, my dad loves it. And then if you met my dad, he's not, like... He's kind of like a rugged guy. He looks like a man's man.
Fuck yeah.
And
Pokemans.
But like when Pokemon came on, and like I remember like whenever the story started like kind of steering away from Jesse and James and all that, I remember he was just like, fuck this shit. I'm not watching it anymore.
It's kind of like for our generation whenever Power Rangers changed up. It's just like,
And so my dad's 65 years old. My dad's 65 years old. And to this day, like, he still loves the old Pokemon, so.
I kind of confess something. At one point in time, I think in middle school or high school, I had a Pokemon shrine. Like, a full-blown fucking Pokemon shrine, all kinds of merchandise.
Yeah, I don't blame
and Pokeballs and shit. Dude, I've lost it all, though. I don't know where
that's
it's at.
That's not a surprising confession.
I fucking had it all, dude. Like, it was like, we're talking about, like, multi-level tiers of bookshelves with Pokemon
I used
shit.
To remember all 151 in order.
Yeah, honestly, I did too. Now I can't tell you.
I guarantee you, if I looked at the chart for maybe a few hours, I could probably remember them all again.
For a few hours? Well, I think anybody could do it for a few
hours. Not everybody.
I can still remember their names. Like, if you point one out and say, okay, like, hey, what's this one? I could probably tell you, but I can't remember the numbers or anything.
But, yeah, like, after Gold, like, I kind of started losing interest. Like, they just... Yeah. I mean, they hands down, I think it's still one of, like, the best RPGs ever made.
Red, Blue, and Yellow were the best, though, in my opinion.
And, like, you know, and when people say, like, what are your, like, top 10 RPGs, at least before Pokemon Gold and Under, at least one of those are always going to be on my list. Because, Pokemans. I mean, it's an amazing RPG.
You gotta catch your Pokemans.
Pokemans.
Gotta catch them all.
You gotta get one Pokemon? No, you gotta get all Pokemans.
So, yeah, definitely... Pokemon 3D, X and Y, totally picking up, and
the title's Pokemon X and Y. Just clarify that. I don't know what that means.
Do you think it has to do with like sex? Maybe
that's what I was gonna say. It's probably a male and female kind of thing. Like I bet like
one's a female antagonist. I mean protagonist, and one's a male protagonist.
I heard it was codenamed Rainbow just the day before.
Yeah, like yeah.
Don't call it Pokemon Rainbow or something.
But it's really two separate games, which really is their way probably. Females will pick up the X, men will pick up the Y because it's their way of marketing.
Now, don't you think, though, that eventually they're going to, like... I mean, to me, I feel like eventually the whole making two versions of the game, I think that's eventually going to dry up. I really do. I mean, okay, I get the idea. Okay, you can try
it. I think it's a good marketing ploy, honestly, because I think a lot of people and a lot of the Poke freaks that are still out there, they'll be like, oh, man, I have to buy both games in order to get all the
money. Think about it. It's still, what, 30 bucks per game? How much is it? 40 bucks
like
per game?
40 bucks a game. They're 35.
35. So you can buy both for still the price
and honestly,
almost like, of a big box game.
But like, even like for like the used ones, it's like it's still $29.99.
But I'm saying the fact that you can buy both of those games for the price almost as one of the big box games
mm-hmm.
for the consoles. So like,
I have an example though. I have an example of what they could do similar to that and still make a crap ton of money and actually be different games. Do you remember Legend of Zelda, Oracle of Seasons, and Oracle of Ages? Did you ever play that?
The Capcom developed ones.
Yeah, it was badass. It was like, you know, you played one of them, and then you could like take everything you had done in that game and it affected the second game. And then after that, after you beat the second game, or got through the main story of the second game, you had like a whole final boss dungeon stuff that came all the way after that, that combined the two events of the two games. And it was awesome, and I bopped them both. I played the crap out of them both. I loved them both. They were totally separate games, and to get the full story, you had to play both of them.
You know, X and Y, in the announcement, they didn't say, in X and or Y, in either game, you can collect all 100, all Pokemon. How much you want to bet that they're going to do half and half, probably?
I don't
half
know.
Are going to be in X, half will be in Y.
But
if they did, that would be cheap, I think, if they did that. But.
It would be a pretty cheap move, but,
yeah.
You know.
But they've
honestly,
done it before.
I wouldn't mind to see a console release of a full-fledged Pokemon RPG.
Oh, God, yeah, absolutely.
I would love it.
But for that, I think they should go full anime cell shape.
Like, have, like, an open-world Pokemon game where you just...
A full-fledged, like...
Yeah, why haven't they made a console Pokemon game? I don't know why they stuck it to the handheld. I don't know why.
Because if they went with the graphic style of Tales of Symphonia or... Tales of Symphonia or Tales of Vesperia. Like, if they went... Oh, no, sorry. Oh, my gosh, what is it? Symphonia. But yeah, Tales of Vesperia, like, it, really hardcore anime, but it shouldn't be detailed. Like, they would look amazing on the console.
I would love to see a Pokemon console RPG.
I would love to see that, too. I think one day we will.
But yeah. I know, you know what I think it is? I think it's the development cost for it, considering that they can spend a third of the amount on a Game Boy game.
Well, I mean, that, and they've always been used to being a handheld game, and that's probably what's always pushed their handheld sales.
Yeah.
So.
I honestly think people buy 3DSs and DSs because of Pokemon alone sometimes.
I mean, if you really want to think about Mario it, like, Kart. Mario's always been, like, the console flagship, and then you have Pokemon, which is, like, the handheld flagship.
So yeah.
That's always been true.
But, Pokemon 3D, is that about all we have to talk about on that one?
I think so. I mean, I can't think of anything else except, yeah, that's so, it.
Moving on to a big section. Sony, right now.
This is all you.
This is all me. So, as you all know, the PS2 has finally been discontinued.
Yep.
That's you have to give them a round of applause for that, because, I mean, they really had a 12-year run on, you know, an old-ass piece of hardware.
Pretty impressive.
And, you know, they had an amazing library, so Sony, kudos goes out to you on that one.
I think they milked it a little bit, but yeah.
But you know
they
what?
Might have milked it, but they still have quality games for
it. Yeah, and people still bought it, so.
You know what, though? I look at the flip side of what Xbox did, where as soon as the 360 came out, they pretty much stopped all support
they
for
did.
The Xbox.
They did.
But at the same time, I feel like that kind of helped pave the way and move forward for them as a company, and kind of helped push their next console out there.
That's true, but you have to consider the fact. Now, maybe Sony did kind of like let it go for a long time, but. You can't leave your fans like high and dry like that. They could have kept the Xbox alive for a little bit longer for people that invest the money in it, because you didn't get a long life out of the Xbox.
I guess so. I mean, I can see that, but
12 years is really pushing it. But
yeah, I mean, I don't know. Maybe they'll do the same thing with these consoles, like PS3 and Xbox 360. You know, give them longer support.
I'm sure. Well, Sony's always been really dedicated to their consoles.
They wanted the PS2 to be like a 10-year console, and sure enough, it's a 10-year console.
And the PS1 lasted quite a while, too.
PS2 came out when? 2002? 2001? Something like
2001.
That? Yeah, so they definitely pushed the 10-year console. You know what? Now you think about it, PS3 and Xbox.
They're pushing it. And I can give Microsoft credit on that, too. You know, Microsoft is stuck by their Xbox 360. The software, you know, their exclusive software, I can kind of bitch about that. You know, I don't really think they've put a whole lot of emphasis on that, but they have kept the console alive with third-party exclusives, and so...
I think they've done a good job with their marketing and using their money to, like, buy the exclusive content and stuff first, and all that stuff that they do with, like, the Call of Duties and the Grand Theft Autos and everything. But, I mean, you gotta think about it. These consoles are, what, 8 years now? 7 years, something like that?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, they're in their eighth year as of now, I think. So
but yeah, which brings me on, you know, congratulations, Sony on that. PS4, you know, but the Xbox 720, there's not a whole lot we can really talk about right now. We can be expecting an E3 announcement here soon.
Supposedly.
Microsoft is going to be supposedly announcing the Xbox 720. Wii U, everybody knows everything about the Wii U, so that's not really next, you know, that's not anything new, so we won't go into that. So that leaves us with the PlayStation 4. What news is coming about that? It's been really kind of vague. Not as much as Microsoft, and I think Microsoft's really going to impress us during E3. But developers have finally gotten their hands on the on PS4 technology, and evidently they do have a prototype of it, and they're currently working on games for it, exclusive games for it. And they're saying that we can probably be expecting to see the PS4 hitting store shelves in 2014.
What? That takes forever, though.
Well, I mean, they've been in development for it for a little while, apparently, so...
I'm really hoping we see them this year, man. I don't think we can
wait. No. I think PS3 has plenty of life left in it.
I'm talking about, like, Xbox. I'm thinking...
No. Xbox, I guarantee you, 2013, we're going to see 720. 2014 is going to be PS4.
I'm okay with
Sony,
that, but...
Sony's always the last of the race.
They're not always. PS2 is there for Xbox.
Well, okay. What about the PS3?
I think Microsoft made a conscious effort to be out there first.
And they paid off.
But in a way, that's kind of not good either, because apparently there's still a lot more life left in the PS3, but not so much in the 360. The Wii died so quick.
But everybody bought it, so they made money.
They made a ton of money, but nobody's playing it.
You know what? The Wii U's got a lot more support. I know we're not talking about Wii U much, but they've got a lot of indie support on their eShop.
The Wii U, it's going to be a fine console. We just have to give it time, kind of like the 3DS. They're both going to be very fine, and they're probably going to last a very long time.
It's like, what I don't like about the Wii U, though, is in 2 years when you have Xbox 720 and the PS4 out, and they look like next-gen... And Wii U looks like last gen. I just have a really bad
feeling. I
think
Wii U is going to be able to keep up just a tiny little bit, because if you look at the specs, like, supposedly it is superior to the Xbox 360 and it's superior to the PS3. Right now, developers are still trying to learn the Wii U software, and I think we're going to really see what it can do graphically here probably within the next year.
I want a true next-gen Super Mario.
You got to remember that Nintendo always has marched to a different beat. I mean, you can't sit here and be like, oh, well, it's not going to do well against the next-gen, because who knows? There's always going to be that market that wants, you know, Nintendo products, and I'm totally one of them. You know, I'm a big fan of it, and I'm having a good time with it. It doesn't have to be... the next big, you know, graphic engine. It really doesn't. I'm very thrilled with what I got, honestly.
Like, as long as I'm playing it, like, my biggest gripe with the Wii was I didn't like playing it, you know, because, I mean, I think everybody now, and I think it's safe to say that everybody's playing on something HD now.
Yeah, that was a big gripe.
And the Wii came out around the HD era. They should have known better about this. And I think it would have helped them a lot more and helped a lot of third-party developers, you know, if we had an HD console to start out with.
Yeah, I think that's
what's going to keep the Wii U alive for a little bit longer. Graphics are perfectly fine for me right now. Yeah, they're going to get better, and you're going to be like, holy shit, but they're still going to look fine. I'm probably not going to have a problem playing my PS3 games here in the next few years.
You know, I remember when the Wii first came out, and I was like, well, these graphics are kind of cool, but they're kind of shitty.
Yeah, they are.
Standard definition. I remember when it first came out, I was thinking that, and I'm still thinking that about the Wii. But the Wii U, it's like, well, these graphics are a lot better. It's high definition now. I'm actually, you know, I'm happy with this. I'm not, like, thinking day one.
I'm sure whenever The Legend of Zelda comes out for the Wii U, it's going to blow people's minds.
Oh, I know. People are going to be shitting bricks.
Yeah. This is a chance. Skyward Sword and Twilight Princess were beautiful games. Art direction is great. Now bring it in HD.
I cannot wait.
I hope it's a Twilight Princess kind of game, though.
You know, that's why I bought that console, is to get the new Zelda, a new Mario, there's a 3D Mario, hopefully a Metroid, hopefully a Kirby.
Smash Brothers.
Yes, that's the big one.
Mario, which is actually going to have crossplay with a 3DS.
That's going to be Mario Kart.
Yeah, I can't wait for the next Mario Kart as well. I'm interested to see how that works with the touchpad and everything.
I want a Donkey Kong.
And the gyro and all that stuff.
I'm sure we'll get another Donkey Kong as well as the... The remake did.
They haven't had a Donkey Kong since 64, though.
What are you talking about?
They've had plenty of Donkey
Kongs. Did they have it on Wii?
Donkey Kong Returns for the Wii. It got like a perfect 10.
No, I actually liked the 3D.
It was actually developed by the people that made Metroid Prime.
I forgot who that was.
Texas. The developer's name has something Texas.
Yeehaw, Texas. No, but was it side-scrolling, though?
Yeah.
No, I'm talking like Super Mario, Donkey Kong 64. That game was fun. Like, I want the 3D Donkey Kong game.
A true Donkey Kong, though. That's like...
No, yeah, it had every aspect of a Donkey Kong game, just in three dimensions.
Yeah, I'll stick with Donkey Kong Country. But anyways...
You can't live in the past.
But anyway, I know we weren't going to break into Nintendo, but we ended up breaking into Nintendo. PlayStation 4, not a whole lot of details about it right now. Evidently, a lot of developers are going on about how the technology is really smooth and how they're really impressed with it so far. We'll see how that turns out. Now they're going on about, Sony has also talked about how it's going to have this new streamline effect where while you're playing the game, you can actually shop online without it really interfering your game.
Really?
Yeah. And it's going to be really smooth. And that's one thing where I think Sony's kind of like faltered a little bit. Their online play is not so bad, but I think they're really going to try to bring people in a lot more. Because hands down, Xbox 360 has a way better online community.
Thank you.
I mean, like, there's more people playing. Now, granted, you
have to pay for it.
You have to pay for it. That's one thing I don't like. Now, I think if I pay $65 for a game, I should be allowed to play it online. That's just me. I don't think you should have to pay $12 for the services to play online. But, you know, of course, now Microsoft's giving you other incentives to get it, like Netflix. That's where I think Sony kind of succeeds in that part, though. But, like I said, there's not a very big community. So, I think that's what they're really trying to draw people in for, having a larger community, more streamlined effects.
I got a question for you. You think it's going to come packed with the headset this time?
I don't really give a shit. This is me being honest. I don't give a shit because with my PlayStation 3, I can take any Bluetooth headset, sync it up to my PlayStation 3, and that's my headset. It doesn't get in my way. It just sticks in my ear, and I'm good to go.
Like, I've actually read a few articles bringing up about the whole Xbox Live Gold and having to pay for subscription. And actually, one thing about subscription is the fact that you can buy Xbox 360 for $99.
Yeah.
With a 2-year subscription Xbox Live, that is the best deal
right now. Really is a good deal.
Really, that's amazing. But the Xbox Live Gold, I've read a couple articles about that, and people are looking at that going away next gen. They're looking at the pay service going away and the fact that
it should. I think, you know, we should be allowed to pay for what we want to pay for. And, you know, you're still going to make your money off the online market. You shouldn't have to charge them to at least play their games online.
And there's advertisement online to help cover
this. Yeah, yeah.
They might end up having to add more advertisement in there for certain things.
You know what I think they might do is a good idea is to do what PlayStation did and go with PlayStation Plus.
PlayStation Plus was an amazing idea.
It is amazing. I get free games and, you know, I just got onto PlayStation.
Cheap. It's cheap.
Yeah, I just came into PlayStation this past summer when I bought one, and I went ahead and signed up for PlayStation Plus.
If you're a PlayStation Plus member, they'll give you map packs for certain games.
Yeah.
They'll give you tons of free games, all kinds of indie games for free.
Just free stuff, and I mean, I was so impressed with it. I was like, wow, this is how it should be. So I really do think that might be what
happening. And I think that should be the approach for it. Now, I know...
It's almost like free-to-play. How we're talking about free-to-play is taking over. It's almost like that, like, only the console version of it.
Now, like... And I know, like, a lot of developers are saying that, evidently the PlayStation Marketplace, and I don't know if you guys have seen the new Marketplace that Sony's been developed.
It's slightly different.
It's different. It follows more in line with Microsoft's market, which that's a good thing. I hated Sony's market before that, but right now the problem I'm having with Sony's new market is that it's kind of laggy, it's kind of slow.
Yeah, it is.
I don't really like the menu so much. I mean, it's not bad. It's a lot more streamlined. It's a lot more more accessible, but it is kind of faulty. Evidently with the new PS4 market, like, it's just that. Like, it's done. So, we'll see what kind of technology they bring to it. I really think Microsoft's gonna have the stronger showing, though, here soon, you know.
I'm so excited about E3 this year.
I really think it's gonna be
a good one.
Every time you have a consoles get ready to pop, it's gonna be...
Oh, yeah, it's gonna be huge. For some reason, I just think Microsoft, and I think that's the reason we haven't seen so much support for the Xbox 360.
They're getting ready to bust out with a new one hard.
Yeah.
All these developers like Watch Dogs and
Watch Dogs. That what else game was there? That
Star Wars. Star Wars 1313 is going to be a next gen game.
Watch Dogs though looks incredible. Watch Dogs. That game.
Yeah, all these games are like showing. You know, they're sneaking by with these trailers and teasers and stuff, and no one's really announced what consoles
it's. And I can't wait to see like the new Unreal Engine being used to its full potential.
Oh god!
And yeah. Frostbite 2 being used to its full potential.
Like Sumeria, which, the demos for Sumeria. Yeah. Oh my gosh!
You need Sumerian.
Sumerian demo, yes, sir.
And the thing is, I think this new generation of hardware is going to bring so much more than just graphics. Because, the graphics look great.
Yeah.
But I think everything's going to be streamlined. The marketplaces are going to be streamlined. Everything's going to be more integrated.
Well, I think the 720, I was reading, they had some concept art leaked. Leaked, quote-unquote.
Yeah.
From Microsoft.
Marketing.
Where it was augmented reality, where the new 720 was going to come with these glasses that you put on. And instead of it like being like... You know, it would be like augmented reality, and you'd be right there with the game characters.
I think something like that's going to happen. I heard a similar rumor to that. The only difference I heard was that like they're talking about maybe like having it like be built in, but maybe like releasing a year later after they work on some of the software or whatever.
I do know the Kinect 2 is really in development.
Yeah. Oh yeah, that's happening. That's definitely
going to be
going to be good because I think the Kinect, and this is just my opinion, it sold really well. But kind of like the Wii, to me, it was a complete failure.
Yeah, it kind of lost its luster.
The technology behind it, I think, can streamline the use of a console so much.
They didn't use it well.
I will say the cool thing.
You got a whole lot of dancing games and running games and flailing games. So.
Well, I will say this, though. The cool thing about the Xbox that I've really enjoyed about it, just recently I realized, is when I had it hooked up to my Kinect again for over the Christmas break, we were playing Dead Central 3, and I realized, holy shit. I can control my Xbox with my voice.
Yeah.
I can control it with my motion of my hands. I can control it with my smartphone. I can control it with my damn iPad, even. I can control it with all these different ways I've got to now with smart glass and Kinect and all that shit. And I mean, that's what I hope I see more of in, like, next generation, is where you have so many ways of controlling this console.
Oh, yeah. But I'm sure that Sony and Microsoft are both going to have huge announcements, but for some reason I'm just thinking Microsoft's probably going to take the cake on this one. And this is coming from a guy who's pretty Sony devoted.
Yeah,
it's okay. But
like, I said, they're both going to be huge.
Yeah, I think
it's, and, you know, and I agree with James. Like, will the Wii U keep up? I think it's going to keep up. But it's going to blow the Wii U out of the water. Both of them are. They're both going to blow the Wii U out of the water.
Yeah. I'm going to make a point to buy both consoles this year.
Oh, no, I am. I mean, hands down, I'm going to buy all three of them. I mean, I have all three sitting in front of us right now.
I think if the console's coming out and keep up with the PC games that are out now.
Yeah. Which, by the way, Dragon Age 3 is going to be running on Frostbite 2, and it's going to be a next-gen game.
It's all about Frostbite 2. I'm so telling happy you.
About that they made it next-gen.
Frostbite 2 is an amazing engine. The amount of content that the Frostbite 2 can run at the same time is absolutely ridiculous.
So let's get into bad Sony news right now.
Here we go. My favorite part.
That is terrible. And
bye-bye GameStop.
To me, like... God, this is a Microsoft thing. No, I'm just kidding.
Go ahead and tell what it is.
Sony, and this pains me to say this again, Sony has patented their own little thing called Sony versus Used Games. And what that means... is that on your console, once you put your game in that console, it is locked to that console. You cannot sell it. You cannot trade it. You cannot do anything with it.
Nobody can borrow
it. You bought that game. It's your game. Done.
That sucks.
That's terrible.
That really sucks.
So you can't be like, hey, bro, can I borrow that game?
You know what?
Fuck that.
That's not even your game anymore. You know why? Because if your console breaks, you got to go buy the game again.
Yep.
Unless it works something totally different from that. Because if it doesn't...
They might have like some kind of like cloud saving.
They have,
or they might have like some kind of code where you can re-download your game, or it might save your file. That's the only thing I can think of. I seriously doubt like if it breaks down, they're going to make you buy a new game. Now that would be an evil marketing genius thing, but
yeah.
But
if you want to let someone borrow it, you think they would do some kind of licensing thing where you had like a special password that you would get when you like tell it your PS4, okay, hey, I want to give this game to my friends, so it's like, okay, here, have your friend redeem this code, for example, and that will deactivate when he redeems it off your console and activate on his. I think that would be a great idea. But see,
I mean, it's like the whole concept with the whole online play. I think EA is doing this a lot, where You'd have to pay like $10 or $15
to buy online passes and everything.
Here's another idea. What if they do like an online rental thing where it's like, okay, you want your friends to borrow this console? Here, someone pays $3.99 or $4.99, and you'll be able to get this redeemable code that you can give to your friend, and that money comes to us. $4 comes
to us. But that's still ridiculous.
I know it's ridiculous, but I'm trying to think what could be better than what they're trying to do.
The fact is, Microsoft doesn't do it.
Well, the thing is, though, I'm telling you, if Sony's doing it, I guarantee you Microsoft's going to do it, because it's not just Sony that's on this bandwagon. EA's on it.
Well, PC's on it. PC's been on this forever.
The sad thing is that you can't help but to see it from their point of view. Like, I totally understand it.
Oh, I do, too.
For years with people trading games, letting people borrow games. The fact that you're taking the game. Yeah, they have the disc, but they don't want that game anymore.
You're kind of taking the soul out of it. But the thing is, though, and you have to understand, there are pirates out there. There are people out there that are, saying, I'm only going to buy this game for, $10. The company's still losing money. They're losing money. So, these people that are going out there buying $10 used games, the company didn't see a dime of it.
It's all GameStop.
It's a necessary evil, almost.
I say Microsoft.
I understand why they're doing it, too. But you know what? Here's another thing.
The other problem is that they're going to put people out of jobs.
GameStop's gone.
What James was saying, though, about the whole thing, you're saying they could do this earlier on, but the thing is, graphics and development is becoming so intense. You're having to hire so many people. Assassin's Creed 3 had fucking five or six different independent development studios working on that one
game. I think there was a total of 600 people that worked.
That's stupid.
A lot of money.
Yeah, well, then they should have made a better game.
Skyrim and all these other companies.
No, Skyrim was, their development was never that over the top for their games.
Let me explain like this. They started working on Skyrim ever since Oblivion came out. How long ago was it when Oblivion came out? 2006 it came out?
Started working on Skyrim from that. Despite the fact that they had a small development team, they still had to pay that small development team over the course of 6 years.
That's what I'm saying. So
the fact is, I know, especially for PC, PC's driving real hard now on digital distribution. The fact is, if you're not having... Even if a third of now your PC sales are going through digital distribution, you're still charging $60 for a game, but you're not getting a disc, you're not getting a case, you're not getting graphics printed, you're not getting any of the extras. I don't see why they're still charging $60 for an online game or digital distribution. You should get a discount for that, at least in my opinion.
Honestly, we're living in a lightning age of gaming right now. But we're living in a dark age of gaming right now. It's not like whenever we were kids anymore. We can't just be like, wow, this is just so much fun, yada, 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 yada.
It's a business.
We're living in an adult landscape now.
It's a business now. It's always been a business, but it's becoming more apparent.
It is one of the top grossing industries in all the world. So, of course, these companies are going to be like, fuck you, you're not going to take our money anymore. We're locking these games, and you're going to have to buy it.
I understand why they're doing it again.
I do. I understand it, but I don't completely agree with it.
I understand it, but I'm thinking maybe this might just be a hump in the road, because with all this extra cash that comes into these companies, these development teams, maybe we'll get better quality games.
Now, a better alternative, and it's kind of what you were saying about the whole, well, what if you let a buddy borrow it, mm-hmm. and you can buy a redeemable code? A good thing to do is after your console registers it, after you buy that game, if you want to trade it in and somebody buys it used, the game, once you put it in a console, be like, oh, well, this game was used. Would you like to access it? Pay $3.99.
Yeah.
That would be a good way to do it. And that wouldn't put GameStop out of business.
Yeah.
You would just have to pay $3.99 and be like, well, okay, I bought this game for $10. Technically, I'm going to be paying $13.99 for it.
Yeah.
That's not too big of a difference.
It's not
too
bad.
And I could agree with that. And so technically, companies would still be getting their money.
But that's not going to stop, you're talking about this all in respect to pirating. That's not going to stop pirates. Oh, a $6 game for $3.99? That's nothing. That's pointless. I really don't see that making.
But it is a difference.
But I don't think it's enough for these people.
You know, the thing is, though, we're talking about this patent where you can't play used games. You got to realize something that. okay, there's humans that actually work at these damn companies. Yeah, there's a lot of businesses and executives, but they realize that if they really just full-blown said, no, only new game, you can't play anything else, nothing's going else is going to work. You know, if they actually stuck to that, that their shit would fall from the sky really fast.
It would. And not there's only, no way not that's going to fly. You know, and talking about, like, and let's get into politics a little bit, too, on how bad the economy is right now.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Like, the economy is just absolutely terrible, and you have the government trying to, like, make it better. Now, what is one of the highest grossing industries right now?
Video games.
So, video games are huge. I mean, even like Christmas time. Think about how much money parents are injecting into the economy for their kids every Christmas. So, say if, like, oh, you can only buy brand new games. Well, I mean, okay, so everyone's going to lose their jobs. They're not going to have any money to buy these fucking games. So, you know, you're just going to be, like, making the economy crash. And then everyone's going to be like, oh, well, not only are video games causing violence, but now they ruin the economy.
Well, you got to realize something here. Despite how bad the economy was or is or however you want to look at it, you got to realize something, okay? And this is just a pure, simple bullet point fact. Black Ops 2 came out and in the first 24 hours blew away everything. Fucking record in the entertainment industry in the first 24 fucking hours.
Yeah, I think something everybody's missing is the fact that this sticks and people accept it and they're willing to accept it and they bypass it and they don't care and they say, okay, Sony, we'll do whatever you say. We will only buy new games. You know what's going to happen. You're not going to buy used DVDs anymore. Because guess what? The new DVD players are going to come with the exact same kind of technology. You can't buy a used CD anymore because it's a trickle-down effect. It's going to happen to any type of media entertainment. If Sony gets away with this, everybody will. And there's not going to be any used anything anymore. You're not going to be able to do it. Either that or everybody's going to be great at hacking everything, and it's not really going to matter.
You know, I don't think it's going to exactly go straight to that eventually. I think
it will.
I think it's a little bit too big of a jump of...
If it works for Sony, it's going to work for everybody else.
The thing is, though, you have to realize, and I kind of agree with James here, DVDs I don't think are going to be around for too much longer.
No.
But the thing is, can you guys tell me, Blu-rays, who manufactures Blu-rays?
Sony.
Exactly. And who's going to be... It's my watch. Everybody, my watch is going off. I can't find it. It's in the kitchen somewhere.
And they didn't say Sony PS3 is patenting this. They said Sony.
Sony is patenting this.
So Sony Blu-rays.
So Sony Blu-rays are going to have this.
I think Sony's going to lose steam if they do this. People might put up with it for a little bit. Either they put up with it a little bit and they go away, or they don't put it up with it. I mean, either they put up with it and it sticks. And then everybody does.
Think about this. What if Sony does this, but Microsoft does not do this?
Oh. So, in a way, though, if Microsoft didn't do this, it would be the best marketing strategy they could ever have.
Sony would be Sony.
See, if you just would have been patient, that watch would have went off.
Yeah, seriously. That watch just went off. So. I went to go get it. It got fucking scared. It fucking knew a man with pants on was about to come in there and tear shit up.
I'm sure that's what it was.
I think if I saw a man without pants coming towards me, I'd be more frightened.
Yeah, me too. You're like, the man has pants on. I ain't afraid of him.
But if Microsoft didn't do that, then it would be the best marketing strategy in the world.
Fuck it. Look at this. Wii U. You can play used games on it. Think about that.
The Wii U, if you buy a used Wii U, you're going to be able to play that person's
games. Oh, yeah. I forgot. We should talk about that.
Speaking of... that's kind of like legal pirating.
So, yeah, apparently...
Yeah, until GameStop's this used Wii U's $250, but it has 6 games on it, so it's $290.
They're never going to do that. But anyways, what I was going to say
they won't do that.
They took out... codes out of Deus Ex.
They're not going
to so people would have to use their online service.
No, they're not going
to
do that. I promise you, they're not going to do that. That would require employees having to boot up these consoles.
They're supposed to anyway.
Them up and think, no, they don't.
They're supposed to test them before they take them.
You know, they don't always do that. I've known plenty of people.
They did it with my PS3.
They did it with my Xbox when I traded it in,
and they actually like erased all my data off of it.
But they erased free games.
Well, you can erase your games off of your Wii U, is what they're trying to get at. But you can still just go back on and just re-download them.
Yeah.
Because apparently it's like everyone's maybe heard before, maybe you haven't heard of it, but whenever you buy something on Wii U, it's locked to that console. It's not locked to like an account for some reason, which I don't know why they did that. So if you go buy a used Wii U, there's a chance you could have some free games to download. So
what? It's not cloud hard drive space. It's just what you did. the already...
It's not in cloud storage. It's like, let's say you go onto like a website and you download something.
Yeah, it's just hard drive space.
Like a, yeah.
Which is actually kind of like the way PlayStation 3 does it. Like, I think they allow you to re-download your game like
twice. That's what 360 does, yeah.
Yeah. So
wait, they only do it twice?
Yeah, like two or three times. Because, like, what? Well, I mean, like, there's a lot of people, like, if you bought a used PS3, then... I mean, why the hell... Answer me this. Why the hell would you lose your game that many times anyways?
Yeah, that's true.
So that's kind of a smart thing.
Unless you have a 360 and then your 360 breaks down like five times.
That's true. That's true. So
like, I like the fact that it's linked to a gamer tag on 360.
I've been through three 360s, by the way.
And we tried to fix one together.
We did fix it.
We did for a little bit.
It lasted for like a month. So if anybody needs to fix their 360, talk to James and I.
For a month.
We can fix your Red Ring.
For a month.
Anywhere from a month to a lifetime.
We can guarantee you a month to a lifetime
warranty. We can guarantee you a month to a lifetime.
No, up to a lifetime warranty is what we'll say.
So we can fix the Red Ring of Death. Curious now?
The towel trick? Is that what you're talking about?
No.
We take it out.
And, like, the reason is, like, it was actually a manufacturing, like, error. And, like, the old Xboxes, like, you could take, like, the heat ducts out and, like, replace, like, the, what is it, like, the X...
There was an X bracket that the tension on it bent the board.
Drive, yeah.
So it broke the surface connection.
And so what we did was, like, we actually went out to, like, Lowe's and we bought everything that we needed. And we reconstructed it to where, like... the motherboard was like straightened out and completely fixed it for like a month.
Yeah, you take out the X bracket.
And like what it is, like you also take like, what is it, like Arctic silver.
Yeah.
And like you have to like take rubbing alcohol, scrub like this paste off of your hard drive
or off your
motherboard, scrub it off the chip, and then put Arctic silver on there, and that helps conduct the heat.
Yeah.
And then that fixes your Red Ring to death.
And then you bake it. You gotta like bake what? Yeah, or blow dryer or something.
No, you have to bake. You have to let it Red Ring for like 5 minutes, turn it off, and then turn it back on. It works.
Yeah. What the fuck?
Yeah, because what it was, once you took the X bracket off, you would take some washers and some bolts, and you would just go ahead and screw them straight into the board, just straight on, no X bracket. So like, there's nothing pulling
it. Yeah, I mean, I've heard of the whole overheating your console and putting a towel around it and making it.
Which work. That's actually worse for it.
Yeah, it seems like it would be.
But yeah, that's actually worse for it. But if you do this. It can guarantee you a month, which mine actually lasted a month. And
it's probably because we messed something.
So I just threw it in the garbage when I bought a new one. But
yeah, because the whole concept is that whenever you're just screwing in direct points around the chip from the heatsink onto it, it's not creating any tension or torque on the motherboard. They added a piece of hardware onto it, which probably cost a penny that they didn't even need. We'll just skip that.
All right,
let's go ahead and wrap things up here.
We're going to wrap things up. We're going to talk about our favorite games of the year, and I think our limit was 5. Jake, why don't you go ahead with that, since it's your idea.
Okay, well, my 5 games of the year, 5/6, 5 games of the year that I've played this past year, that came out this past year, that to me are like the most fun I ever had. I'm not going by anything except my own personal fun here, was in no particular order, was... Far Cry 3, most definitely, first of all. Assassin's Creed 3. All these games have, like, sequel numbers next to them. Except for Dishonored. That's another one. Let's see. Mass Effect 3. And then for the last one of my 5 is a tie between Halo 4 and Black Ops 2, which are both, you know, almost in the same vein. They're both really good. It's hard to decide which one I like the most out of those two.
James?
Doug, I think it's your turn.
James?
Douglas, I think it's your turn.
I'll go next.
We're in order here.
All right. I don't think I have 5 games. I think I have a few honorable mentions, but I don't have 5 games. The top games I played of 2012 was Max Payne 3.
I forgot about that. Yep.
Far Cry 3 and Darksiders 2. Honorable mention, Dishonored was pretty good. Enjoyed Black Ops 2. Enjoyed Borderlands 2. I think if my wife were sitting here, she would say Borderlands 2 was her favorite game of the year. But, James?
As I said, I remember talking about this game once. I had the most loved and hated game I had, but Diablo 3, I would say, was probably my favorite game. I put so much time into that game. I don't know why. It was just a mindless click and destroy ghouls and shit, but it was, I don't know, I enjoyed it a lot. I would say that was probably, just from pure time sync, that was probably my favorite game. Unfortunately, between the army and coming here and stuff, trying to get my computer fixed, I didn't get to play too many PC games this year. Next year, though, I'm definitely changing it, but I've played a little bit of Torchlight 2. Really enjoyed that game. It's another good action RPG.
No Guild Wars 2?
Not really.
No League of Legends?
I didn't really feel Guild Wars 2 at all. Like, some people loved it.
It was actually voted the best MMO.
And I can see why. It's a gorgeous game. I don't know. I was the World of Warcraft guy that played for 5 years, and it's just too different. I just can't get into it.
You know what PC game I was looking forward to this past year that came out, and it came out, and it was a big disappointment? The Secret World. Did you ever hear about that?
I heard about it.
I've heard a lot of people talk about it, and I know a lot of people that like it, but I've never been a big MMO fan.
Same guys that made Age of Conan, which eventually was free to play.
Actually, Age of Conan's still around.
Yeah, it is, but I don't know. Like, I was excited about it all the way up to where I even played it at PAX East last year, and it was awesome, but then, like, after I left PAX East, I was like, that's okay. I don't really feel like buying it.
Yeah. You know? Actually, speaking of PC games, one that's coming out here that I'm really interested in, Amnesia 2.
Oh, I forgot about that.
Oh, my God, it looks good.
That game scared the shit.
Just wanted to throw that out there. Just wanted to throw that out there and say I can't wait for that one.
Can we do a Let's Play or something like that?
Oh, yeah. I think that's a promise.
What's it going to be on?
PC.
PC?
Which they are tossing around that it could be a console release for it, too.
Well, if it's console release, we'll do the HD PVR 2 thing. Yeah. If it's not, it's on PC.
It's PC. One of you boys will be handling that, because
I'm really excited about that game. But you know what? I'm going to have you be there with me, because I can't handle the first one by myself, so you'll have to be there.
Either that, or I can just bring my computer over here, just play it over here.
No, that game scares the fucking balls off me.
I could bring it over here, my computer, just play it over here.
Yeah, anyways, Amnesia 2, can't wait for that. But I think that wraps up the show. Is that right, guys? Anybody else want to add anything?
I don't know. I mean, how much space do we have on our website left for this?
We are probably not going to be able to fit this on Podomatic. So
we
guys,
sure might be able to.
We're going
to
find out. We're right at the very limit. But, guys, just going to go ahead and let you know that this will be on the YouTube channel. Speaking of the YouTube channel, we're going to be having a lot of videos being uploaded to the YouTube channel.
Oh, yes.
It's definitely getting popular again. I think we're up to like 50 views on the Far Cry 3 video, something exceptional, but that's a start. That's definitely better than what we had.
You climb a mountain one step at a time, Douglas. Oh, yeah, one step at a time.
But definitely check out on YouTube. We got our Facebook. We have our Twitter. And
chirp.
What about all these things?
Mobile gaming.
Yeah.
I don't really have much on mobile gaming. I've been playing a Zuma clone.
Okay.
So yeah.
It's kind of.
I got something for mobile gaming. Can I bring it up real quick? It's really good.
One last thing.
Okay. So mobile gaming.
Just kidding, guys.
Okay, so, yeah, anyways, been playing a bunch of mobile games over Christmas break from where I'm working and stuff. I just wanted to recommend this one game to you. It's from the same people that played Radiant, that came out with Radiant Tower Defense, which, by the way, I played the crap out of that game.
It's a good game.
I played it all the way through. I beat it. I got 3 stars on everything. I love that game. I recommend another free game that came out. It's called Robotech. It's got the same kind of, like, colorful scheme to it. It's almost like a turn-based,
So not to confuse people.
Not the anime.
Robotech.
Not the cartoon.
There's an anime. Yeah.
Not that.
Okay.
This is like a happy little rainbow color looking game that looks all kind of chibi and whatnot. But basically, it's just like a turn-based, like RPG, kind of almost like a Pokemon thing almost, where every turn starts out like where you roll a slot machine almost, and it decides like what creatures you can spawn to help you, or if you want to use a certain ability, if you can hack their equipment. I'll have to show it to you after this podcast, but it is super addictive. It's free to play, and it's hard to describe, except it's like almost like an RPG, you know, build up your character so he can go out and take out harder and harder stuff. And it's all about just powering up your character so he can like take out these other characters and fights and stuff.
Awesome.
It's really cool. So I just want to throw that out there.
I'll definitely have to look that up.
I'm not sure if it's on Android or iOS. You got your game, Radiant Tower Defense, on Android.
I don't see why it wouldn't be.
Yeah, this game is older. Is it free on iOS? I don't know. It should be free on iOS.
If it's not, it will be free on Android.
No, I'm sorry. It is free on it's probably free on Android because it is free on iOS.
Okay, then it will be free.
Yeah.
All right, guys. Well, is that it? Anybody else? Okay.
That's it.
YouTube. facebook.com/sorrygamingnetwork.
Follow us at Sorry Gaming on Twitter.
On Twitter, and our Facebook is just
the Sorry Gaming Network. Sorry Gaming
Network. As always, thank you for listening to our podcast, and stay sorry.
And keep gaming. I came out wrong. Say it again.
Say it again.
I mumbled
just,
it.
JK, guys, that was. We're just kidding. That wasn't the wrong thing.
Say it again.
I'm not gonna do that.
Oh, we're just kidding, guys.
No, we're not.
No, are we?
What?
I don't know.
Say your name again.
I didn't say my name at all.
Doug, say your name again.
This is Doug Herbert.
And this is Jake Mims.
This is James.
Stay sorry.
And keep gaming.
Okay, there we go. That's it.